Well, good afternoon, everybody. Good to have you joining with us again today. We really appreciate you giving of your time and tuning in just to listen to a very short message from the Word of God. Some people have been asking about Tozer. They said they haven't seen him for a while. So I thought I'd do a little devotional today, and I thought I'd bring Tozer into it. You know, just last summer, Tozer was staying away for 3 nights in boarding kennels. He was about 3.5 years old at the time, or just coming up in that, and he'd never been away from home before. There was hardly a night we were separated. And, you know, I left him off at the boarding kennels for 3 nights, and I have to say, while I'm not really an emotional person, I cried like a baby the whole way home in the car. And for the 3 days that we were away, I just kept thinking to myself, I wonder what Tozer's doing. I wonder how he is. I wonder what he's doing now. And I cried the whole way home because I was going to be separated from this dog. And he's going away perhaps this summer as well for a night or two, just not sure. And that'll be an emotional one as well. I'm not a tearful person, but I have to confess, whenever the dog went into the boarding kennels, wasn't able to explain to him that we'd be back in a couple of days. And he kind of looked at me, didn't wag his tail as I walked away. And he knew that something was wrong. And I got in the car and I felt so guilty and so ashamed of myself that I cried the whole way home. But as I was thinking about that, it really rebuked me as well about how few tears that I shed over things that are eternal. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 56 and verse number 8, the psalmist says, "Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle, are they not in thy book?" There's something about tears that resonates within the heart of our God. Tears are a language that God understands, and God is interested in the tears of his people. But can I challenge you today, as I challenge my own heart, when was the last time you shed tears over the lost? When was the last time you shed tears over the lost? In the Gospel of Luke chapter 19 and verse number 41, we read about the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, arriving at the city of Jerusalem, and he's about to enter into the city, and as he comes down from the mountainside and beheld the city, the Bible says he wept over it. Why did he weep over the city of Jerusalem? It was a city that would despise him, reject him, and call out for him to be crucified. A city that would mock him as he was nailed to a cross, and yet still he wept over the city. Surely he was weeping over the souls of the lost. Because we read in Matthew chapter 9, 36, that when he beheld the multitudes, he was moved with compassion, because they were fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Do you ever shed tears for the lost? Do you ever, as it says in Fanny Crosby's great hymn, weep over the erring one and lift up the fallen and tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save? Do we ever shed tears over the lost? But do we ever shed tears over our lukewarmness? Surely lukewarmness is one of the besetting sins of the Church of Jesus Christ in this day and generation. Many of you that are listening today, you're not ice cold towards the things of God. You've got an interest in the Bible, an interest in church life, an interest in spiritual things. And so you're not ice cold towards the Lord, but you're not red hot either. We're not on fire for God. We're somewhere in between. We're lukewarm. And in Revelation chapter 3, the Savior said to that lukewarm church at Laodicea that because they were neither cold nor hot, he would spew them out of his mouth. Do you ever weep over your lukewarmness? Do you ever come before the Lord in prayer and say, "Lord, would you baptize me with the Holy Ghost? Would you fill me with your Spirit? Would you set me on fire?" Do you ever weep over the lost? Do you ever weep over your lukewarmness? Or do you ever shed tears for the Lord himself? The Bible says whenever Peter denied the Lord and the cock crew, that Peter went out and wept bitterly. He wept over his sin, even as a believer. Christian, do we ever weep over our sins? In Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, we read about a woman with an alabaster box. And she came to the Saviour's feet, and she washed his feet with her tears. She wept over the Lord. Tears of thanksgiving, tears of devotion, tears of gratitude. We read in John's Gospel, chapter 20, that Mary Magdalene stood at the sepulchre weeping. because she knew not where the Lord had been laid. His body was gone, and she wept tears of gratitude, tears of passion, tears of concern for her Lord. When was the last time we wept in the presence of God? Over the lost, over our lukewarmness, or even over the Lord himself, because we love him so much. May God give us tears of compassion in these days. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. And Tozer, we'll see you shortly. These people will see you soon. Okay, God bless, folks. See you soon. Bye.